Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will, but as you will. This prayer that Jesus offered to the Father in the Garden of Gethsemane is a plea for relief from the suffering he would soon bear upon the cross of Calvary. Jesus was feeling the anguish of leaving this earth, separation from loved ones through the humiliation and cruelty of the crucifixion. While he prayed for a release from the burden, he placed it all in the Father's hands. If it were possible, remove it. Remove the suffering. Yet not my will, but your will be done. Join us for our program today as we consider God's will done on earth.
Learning to lean, learning to lean. I'm learning to lean on Jesus, finding more power than I'd ever dreamed. I'm learning to lean on Jesus, learning to lean, learning to lean. I'm learning to lean on Jesus, finding more power than I'd ever dreamed. I'm learning to lean on Jesus. Sad, broken-hearted, at an altar I've knelt. I found peace that is so and all that he asks is a childlike trust and a heart that is learning to lean. Learning to lean, learning to lean. I'm learning to power than I'd ever dreamed. I'm learning to lean on Jesus. Yes, I'm learning to lean on Jesus.
Jesus gave us a model prayer that is recorded for us in the gospel accounts. Quoting from Matthew's record, Jesus taught us to pray in this manner: Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The prayer continues on, and many of us have the words memorized, but I stop at this point in the prayer to focus upon the fact that Jesus teaches us to pray for God's will to be done on earth. In the letter that James wrote for the church of the Lord Jesus Christ and for every disciple to apply practical Christian living to our faith, he instructed us to make our plans for the future with God's will in our hearts and our minds. James chapter 4, verse 15 says, and we quote, "You ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will do this or that." The Apostle Paul gave these instructions for the Lord's church. "I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not be conformed any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will." Again, we come to the words of Jesus. "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven." We cannot be left wondering, questioning, or doubting that it is imperative that we not only seek to know God's will, but that we seek to do it. God has given us everything we need for life and godliness. He has shared the word of truth and preserved it for our use. By diligent study, we come to a knowledge of the Lord's will. Making application of God's will into our lives is not arbitrary. God's will is for all men to come to faith in Jesus Christ, to repent of our sins, and to live righteously and godly. It will always be God's will that we not lie, commit adultery, murder, or covet what others have. Loving God first and foremost is essential to have the dedication in our lives to worship Him and to Him only give praise and honor. If God's will is done, it must be done in our lives. If God is glorified and worshiped, then worship is a must in our life. If the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ is to shine bright in this dark world of sin, it must shine through my life. Do you remember the Old Testament account of Jonah? It tells us that Jonah was called by God to go to the great city of Nineveh and cry out against that city because of its wickedness. Jonah heard the message. He knew what God wanted him to do, but he did not go. He went another direction. As long as Jonah continued on that path, he would never ever do God's will on earth. He not only neglected to do it, he willfully chose not to do God's will. But the account goes on to tell of the great storm that threatened the ship and all who were on it. And Jonah knew that the storm was because he had disobeyed God. But God gave him another opportunity to do his will. In the stomach of that great fish God prepared for him, he came face to face with the fact that he had to decide to do God's will. When Jonah was back on dry land, he went, and he preached God's word. I'm wondering if anyone listening today has followed in the steps of Jonah. Do we know that what God's will is, what he wants us to do, but we have chosen not to do it? The message from God is that he is merciful, and he is patient, not wanting anyone to perish. The Word of God may be speaking to us in these very words. He who knows the right thing to do and does not do it, to him it is sin. My prayer is that we, like the psalmist, can say to our Heavenly Father, "I desire to do your will, O my God. Your law is written in my heart."
Did you ever hear God speaking to you, saying, "I've got a job to do, and I'll sure be needing you if it ever gets done.
If it ever gets done, if it ever gets done.
I've got a song around the world to sing, a song for every man to sing, of the joy that Christ can bring, like He's brought it to you,
like He's brought it to you.
Well, I have heard God's voice, and I've made my final choice. I'm gonna sing His song. Won't you sing along?
Won't you sing along? Won't you sing along?
Did you
you ever hear God speaking to you, saying, I've got a job to do, and I'll sure be needing you, if it ever gets dark.
If it ever gets dark, if it ever gets dark,
I got a song,
a song for every man to sing,
of the joy that Christ can bring,
like he's brought it to you,
like he's brought it to you. Well, I have heard God's voice, and I've made my final choice. I'm gonna sing his song.
Won't you sing along?
Won't you sing along?
Won't you sing along?
Won't you sing along?
Did you ever hear God speaking to you?
Was he speaking to you?
Saying, I've got a job to do, and I'm sure be needing you.
If it ever gets done,
sure be needing you.
If it ever gets done,
no less than your best will do.
If it ever gets done,
I'll sure be needing you.
Be needing you, be needing you.
If it ever gets done, ba-da-do-ba, ba-da-do-ba.
Thank you for tuning in to Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.